My name is Carlene Crook, and I am interviewing Gary Crook. Today is Sunday, March 4th, 2007, and the time is 6 o'clock p.m. Gary, what is the earliest event in your life that you can remember?
At age 3, when I stayed overnight at some place besides home. That was when my 8-year-old brother Kendall died from cancer, and it was quite stressful at home. My father's sister, Ella Lancaster, agreed to have me stay with them for 3 or 4 days when Kendall died. That was the first time I had been away from home, and I was quite bashful and couldn't eat anything. They tried to bribe me into eating by offering me some money, but there was a lump in my throat and I just couldn't swallow. So when I got home, the first thing I said was, "I'm hungry." And Aunt Ella felt so bad. The first time I was away from my mother, I stayed with Aunt Maud Ransenberg during the day. And for some reason, I started to sing and was making a lot of noise. And she got disgusted and told me to be quiet. And she didn't want to hear a peep out of me again. Later, I was snooping around under the sink, and there was a mouse trap, and I stuck my finger in it, and it snapped on my finger. I didn't dare say anything because I'd been told to keep quiet and not make a peep. I followed Aunt Maud around with the mouse trap on my finger until she finally turned around to see what the problem was, and she saw that I was holding out my hand with a mouse trap on it.
How did your parents choose your name?
I was born on Aunt Molly Kennington Lowe's birthday, so Mother said she could choose my name. Gary Cooper was a very popular movie star then, so she named me Gary.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the south end of Fairview, Wyoming. Unofficially, it was called Bitter Creek.
How did you travel or go places in those days?
We had a used 1935 Plymouth. Going to school, we rode in Leonard Johns' school bus, except in the spring of the year when the road softened up because there wasn't much gravel on it. The ruts and mud got so deep, we had to walk about a mile down the road to catch the bus.
What are the names of your mother and father? Where were they born and where were they raised?
My father is Ernest Ray Crook. He was born in 1895 in Smoot, then Uinta County, Wyoming, and was raised there. My mother, Esther Sarah Matthews Crook, was born in 1897 at Liberty, Idaho, into a polygamous family. She was a premature baby weighing about 3 pounds. Her mother died from childbirth, and she was taken to Star Valley by her grandparents, William Henry and Annie Rebecca Seward Kennington, who raised her for years. Then her Kennington aunts and uncles took over when they got too old. She graduated from high school in 1918 and went to summer school. Then was hired the same year as the principal of the Bedford School. When she got married in 1925, she had to quit teaching. She started teaching again in 1942. This was during the teacher shortage because of World War II. She graduated from Utah State in 1953. She took correspondence courses and attended summer school, but taught most of the time until she retired from teaching school in 1963. After my father returned from World War I in France, he went to college and graduated from Utah Agricultural College. He farmed for a living after that.
Do you recall anything about your grandparents?
No, they were all dead except Grandma Crook, and she died when I was 1 year old.
Well, where were they born and raised?
My mother's father, Samuel Matthews, was born in North Hill, Bedfordshire, England, in 1843. He came to the United States with his family after they joined the LDS Church, but his mother died on the ship and was buried at sea. They landed in New Orleans. Samuel grew up in Twilla, Utah, and became a rancher at Liberty, Bear Lake, Idaho. My mother's mother, Annie Esther Kennington Matthews, was born in Twilla, Utah in 1866. Her parents were school teachers and farmers. My grandpa, William Joshua Crook, was born in Centerville, Delaware in 1857. He came across the plains with a handcart company in 1860. He always claimed he walked every step of the way. He was raised in Garden City and Fish Haven at Bear Lake. He was a farmer rancher and came to Star Valley and homesteaded 160 acres in Smoot in 1888. Grandma Harriet Jane Howell Crook was born in Avondale, Pennsylvania in 1860. They came out west in a wagon the same year.
What are the names of your brothers and sisters in order?
Sharon Crook Wells, born in 1927. Kendall Ray Crook, born in 1932 and died in 1941.
What experiences do you recall having with your brothers and sisters?
I used to pester my sister until she picked me up and threw me out of the house. She is 10 years older than me, and once after my sister got through scrubbing the floor, she had locked me out of the house. I was beating on the screen door and hollering to go in the house. She got a pitcher of water and threw it on me through the screen door. Boy, did I ever feel picked on and bawled a lot. One time I got mad at her and threw scissors at her and hit her in the chest. I felt so bad, I never lost control of my temper again. I remember after she went away to college that I used to anticipate her homecoming on holidays and other times. I looked forward to it for weeks.
What kinds of things did you do for fun?
I played with toy trucks and farm machinery. I made roads in the dirt for them and made play farms and construction sites. I rode horses, played with the dogs, and rode the calves. I went fishing in the canals and river that ran through our farm. When the water was turned out of the canal, I would go fishing by hand. The grade school in the towns all had basketball teams and played each other. I played on this team. I attended primary. They dismissed school early and we marched from the schoolhouse to the church to attend primary. I went to summer school at Utah Agricultural College, now Utah State University, with my mother and her cousin Aunt Maud and her daughter Ida Lynn. The college had a school for kids, sort of a daycare center. I got lost a time or two when I was there. When I was older, I just stayed with Dad and we batched it while she was gone. At Easter time, we dyed eggs, Easter eggs, and threw the remaining dye outside on the snowbank on the north side of the house to have colored snow. Some years we would dig down in the snow and have a fire and a weenie roast. If the snow was gone, we also had a weenie roast.
What chores did your parents have you do?
I hauled water from the canal to use in the house. We didn't have running water in the house then. I started milking cows by hand when I was 6 years old. I drove a team of horses to feed the cows and do other farm work. I did a lot of flood irrigating too. We had to pull and set dams in the ditch so the water would run out on the field. I also used to herd cows because the separate fields weren't fenced. I didn't mind working outside with Dad.
What was Christmas like when you were young?
We always cut our own Christmas tree, and usually we took a team of horses and sleigh 2 or 3 miles to get to the trees. Some years the snow was up to the horse's belly, which made it difficult for them to pull a sleigh. Some years we just rode a saddle horse to get a tree. One year there wasn't any snow at Christmas time, so they took a wagon and team to get the tree. Before we got electricity, we would put candles on the tree. On Christmas Eve, we would light the candles on the tree. That was really an impressive sight, a Christmas tree with real lighted candles on it. We were afraid we would start a fire, but it never happened. The school would have a Christmas play, and we would go from school over to the church house to practice the play because the school didn't have a stage or any auditorium. During the holidays, we would present the play at a ward party. Santa Claus would come and pass out candy. We would have a dance, which always turned into a game of tag for the little kids. The older kids would try to catch Santa after he left the party and get the rest of the candy from him.
Did you have a special way of celebrating birthdays?
Mother would make a huge chocolate cake that was 4 or 5 layers high, patterned after Little Brown Coco, my favorite birthday story. She did all her baking with a wood cook stove.
What about your baptism? Describe it, and who baptized you?
I don't remember who baptized me. We had a baptismal font in the basement of the Fairview Church House. The kids who turned 8 years old all went to the church together and were baptized.
How did you feel about school?
I liked it. School and church were my social activities. We lived about 2 miles from any neighbors, so it was always good to interact with other people at church and school.
What did you do well in school?
I was good in math, sciences, and recess.
What did you do poorly in?
Spelling, penmanship, and literature.
Which teacher did you like the best?
I'd have to say my mother. She was my 7th grade teacher and was very hard on me to set an example for other students. The school was at Fairview with 3 grades in each room. She taught grades 6, 7, and 8 that year. A year or two after that, they closed the Fairview school and everyone went to the consolidated schools.
Did you have any unusual or exciting adventures when you were a child?
We finally got electricity when I was 11 years old and got the water piped to a hydrant in the yard, so I didn't have to haul water from the canal, just from the yard. And that was an exciting adventure.
Okay, what about your teen years? Where did you live? Tell me about your home.
I live 4 miles south of town of Fairview on Bitter Creek Road, where I now live. My house was a wood frame house with a kitchen, living room, and 2 bedrooms. there was no indoor plumbing. There was no insulation in the house either. It was cold. No siding on the house, just boards.
What was your favorite activity as a teenager?
I went deer hunting every fall with my friends. I went camping and fishing at Spring Creek with my friends. We rode horses, and all we took was a bedroll and a frying pan and a little food. In grade school, I played softball. Sometimes we were so anxious to play softball in the spring that we'd get out before the snow was gone and play on the crust. Girls and boys played together. When I was in high school, each town in Star Valley had a baseball team. Saturday afternoon, everything would shut down and the ball games would start. The different towns played each other. I was the youngest player on the Fairview team while they still had the league. I also played high school football, basketball. I also participated in church basketball tournaments. The Fairview always ended up playing Freedom for the championship. And we won part of the time. It was in the high school march. I was in the high school marching band. There were several of us in the band that also played football. So we marched in the band at halftime in our football uniforms.
What was school like for you as a teenager?
I liked school as a teenager and did well enough to get a scholarship to the University of Wyoming. I was also elected junior class president when I was in high school.
What books did you read?
The books I really liked were the Black Stallion series, Bobbsey Twins, My Friend Flicka, Black Beauty, Lassie.
And what were your favorite radio or TV programs?
The Lone Ranger was my favorite radio program. Some others, Let's Pretend, Fibber McGee and Molly, Lum and Abner, Truth or Consequences. There was no television at that time.
What was teenage music like?
Oh, rock and roll.
And what was your favorite kind?
I liked the popular music and Broadway musicals like Oklahoma, King and I. I like cowboy music. That wasn't country western, but real cowboy music.
Did you go to school dances?
Yes. They were always a big event for us. I practiced dancing with my sister, Sharon, so I could dance good enough to really enjoy the dances. The high school would rent the Valleon Ballroom for their dances and would hire dance bands from out of the valley. During the summer, the church sponsored regular Saturday night dances during the summer.
How did teenagers dance then?
Most of our dances were jitterbug and foxtrot once in a while. We did a polka.
What home responsibilities did you have?
I milked cows, helped with the farm work, and helped mother because I was the only kid at home.
Who were your friends then?
There were five boys in my grade school class. Paul Rich, Danny Allred, George Hillstead, Lael Hoops, that were my friends. I also spent time with Alan Harmon and Vernal Brown.
What made you decide on your career, college, or plans for the future?
I received a scholarship to the University of Wyoming, and I chose engineering because most job opportunities were available then because of the Cold War and space race.
What religious faith did you belong to?
We were LDS and always active in the church.
What memories do you have of church meetings or activities?
I remembered when we as a Sunday school class made a trip to Salt Lake City with our teacher, Fred Beeler, to do baptisms in the Salt Lake Temple. We stayed in a hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. Brother Beeler had a new Chevy car, and it was a treat to ride in it. Once we took a bus to Idaho Falls to the temple to do baptisms. At Mutual, we would meet in the recreation hall after classes to dance. We had a dance instructor to teach us different dances. Kay Allred was the best dancer and teacher. We started out with round dances and did some square dances.
Questions about your adult life. How and when did you meet your spouse?
I met Carlene on a blind date in Salt Lake City. My roommate at the University of Wyoming had a crush on a forest ranger's daughter who lived in Salt Lake City. Her roommate was Carlene. We corresponded after that, and I made an occasional trip to Salt Lake to see my sister Sharon. I also saw Carlene. I moved to Salt Lake City after I graduated from the University of Wyoming and got a job with Hercules.
When were you married?
We were married November 18, 1960.
Where were you married?
In the Mesa, Arizona Temple.
What do you remember about your wedding day?
We drove from Salt Lake City to Mesa the day before our wedding. Met Carlene's parents, who had driven from Tucson, and went to dinner at a Mexican restaurant. This was my introduction to Mexican food, and it was quite hot. Then we got a motel, and Carlene and her mom stayed in one room, and I and her dad stayed in another room. When we got to the temple early the next morning, things were pretty chaotic. The temple president had died in the night, and he was the one who was supposed to perform the marriage. We got married anyway. Went outside to take pictures with our little Brownie Kodak camera. There just happened to be a professional photographer there taking pictures of the temple grounds, and he took our picture too. Carlene's parents got the pictures from him later. That night we stayed at the Sands Motel in Tempe with an unheated outdoor pool. Of course, we had to try the pool. It wasn't very crowded and was about the same temperature as Crow Creek in the middle of July.
What memorable or humorous adventures did you have you had?
We drove to Mesa from Salt Lake City, which was quite a trip for us, but we did have a new 1960 Oldsmobile. On the way back to Salt Lake City, it was after dark when we got to Provo. We took the wrong turn and ended up at Utah Lake. It took us a while to find our way back to the main highway so we could get to Salt Lake. There was no I-15 then, and we had to find our way through all the small towns.
What was it like to become a parent?
Very sobering to realize that I was responsible for someone besides just myself.
How many children do you have?
We have six.
What are their names in order, and where were they born, and where are they now?
The oldest is Len H. Crook. He was born in Salt Lake City and presently lives in Layton with his wife and three children. Darren H. Crook was born in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and he now lives at Fort Davis, Texas with his wife and daughter. Kendall H. Crook was born in Idaho Idaho Falls and now lives in Titusville, Florida with his wife, and three children. Matthew H. Crook was born in Idaho Falls and now lives in El Dorado Hills, California, with his wife and four children. Lynette Crook Olson was born in Idaho Falls. She now lives in West Jordan, Utah, with her husband and four daughters. Lance H. Crook was born in Afton, Wyoming. He now lives in Ammon, Idaho, with his wife and three children.
During your adult years, where have you lived?
I've lived in Fairview and in Laramie while I was going to college, Salt Lake City, Bountiful, Utah, then Idaho Falls, Idaho, and then back to Fairview.
As an adult or parent, what did you like to do for entertainment, and what were some of your favorite traditions?
In Salt Lake and Idaho Falls, I took up skiing and did some fishing and hunting. I also played church basketball. We made a trip or two to Arizona and Old Mexico to see Carlene's family. We also had a lot of family company in Idaho Falls. We used to travel to Star Valley a lot to see my parents and help out on the farm. We traveled to Yellowstone Park with friends for several years. We also went out to Craters of the Moon.
What civic interests did you have during your adulthood?
I was active in the Lincoln County Farm Bureau, being president for a short time. I was elected to the Board of Supervisors of Star Valley Conservation District, 7 consecutive 4-year terms, being chairman a majority of the years. This is a volunteer position, but it was a very rewarding by promoting the wise use and conservation of our natural resources in the valley.
How did you feel when someone close to you died?
My mother, Esther Crook, died in 1966, and my father, Ray Crook, died in 1971. It was difficult knowing I had to get along without their support.
What was the greatest accomplishment or joy you have had in your life?
The greatest accomplishment and joy was raising children. Our 5 sons all served missions for the LDS Church and attended college. All of them received at least a bachelor's degree, some a master's degree. Our daughter also graduated from college with a degree in secondary education. They have all married in the temple and are raising children of their own.
As you look back on your life, what is one thing you really had to work at hard then finally succeeded?
I had to work really hard making a living farming and was able to raise a family and save a little money for retirement.
Tell me about your religious testimony.
I have a testimony of the truth of the LDS teachings and participation in church activities. Some included being called to the Stake High Council for 5 years and doing other assignments as I was asked to. I have also been Sunday school president, scout leader, and class instructor.